Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com. Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 4-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows, you call Siding Unlimited first and directly. SidingUnlimited.com.
The 0-1 pitch. Swings, and there it is! A base hit in the right center. He's done it. 3,000 for Robin.
Wow, what a call there. Bob Uecker calling Robin Yount's record 3,000th hit. It's hard to imagine that we're not going to hear that voice in real life anymore. The breaking news today, the beloved Bob Uecker has died.
This one is personal for so many, just because you hear a call like that from the 80s and knowing that he did it for as long as he did. I've heard throughout our halls here at the Avenue at our studios, everyone has a personal story. He's impacted all of us, not just as the flagship of the team, but just fans of the team on your backyard in the summer, the sound of summer, as he's been known.
Speaking of memories and personal stories, we have Adam McKelvey, Brewers beat writer, joining us live right now. And Adam, thanks so much for taking some time out with us. Just first off, when you got the news, your general reaction, because I know we were in the production booth and our hearts just dropped. I mean, there were audible gasps. We knew this was coming, but still, there's part of you that feels like it's not going to ever happen.
Yeah, because he felt like he, you know, you would go on forever. That's what we all wanted, and maybe we projected that a little bit. But, you know, he worked so hard to get through this past season. It was really tough. And I just am thinking today about, you know, that game three of the wild card series against the Mets did not end the way Bob wanted, the way Brewers fans wanted, the way the Brewers wanted. But what a gift from the baseball gods that we were all given one last ball game with Uke on the mic. And I'm going to try to write the story of that night. It was an unbelievable effort to get on the air. It was an unbelievable effort all season for Uke, and he didn't want to share that. He didn't want to make a big deal about what he'd been going through. The family shared today that he'd been battling cancer since 2023, and just a lot went into the last couple of seasons. And I'm thinking about Jeff Levering. I'm thinking about Lane Grindle, Josh Maurer, Kent Sommerfeld, all the WTMJ people who were there by his side. And what a gift to fans that all those people and Bob gave to just get some more games out of him. And he was, you know, I talked to Jeff Levering today. Bob was still, he sounded so good for so many of those games this past year.
Yes.
Even with everything he'd been going through. You know, all the movies, the TV, the commercials, this guy at his core was a baseball guy, and he was a great broadcaster. And that was always the thing that brought him home. And that's the thing I'll remember about Bob. All the stuff was great, so many laughs. But boy, he was a great broadcaster at the core.
Brewers.com beat writer Adam McKelvey with us on Wisconsin's Midday News. Adam, you are about as close to that team as anyone who is associated with the organization. Can you speak to Uecker's longevity? You mentioned all of the different roles and hats that he's worn over the years, and for doing it so long, even in the last few years of his life, powering through everything he was going through. Can you speak to the longevity and how rare it is nowadays for someone to be in this game of broadcasting for so long?
Well, it used to be the way it was, right? Around the game, you'd have these voices, Jack Brickhouse and Vin Scully and Jack Buck. And, you know, they were the sounds of a certain team around the country. And Uke was the sound of Brewers baseball for 54 years. That is you know, we're so scattered now. There's so many different ways that the game's delivered to us. The days of sort of curling up under the covers like I used to do as a kid with a little radio listening to Uke, you know, that I think that's rarer now. So it's, you know, in a way kind of the end of an era. And, you know, what stands out to me is he was special in that he was one of the guys to the end. And fans saw that, you know, Gio Gonzalez makes those Air Uecker shoes the day they dressed up in the Uecker clothes for, you know, the Tonight Show, the patchwork jackets they all dressed up for a road trip one time. You know, he was like part of the team. And that goes all the way back. Robin Yount and Paul Molitor talk about you throwing batting practice and keeping everybody loose in the clubhouse. He was in the clubhouse every day until the end at 90 years old. And, you know, the other thing I think about that is so special and rare. Let's see what Jackson Chourio's career becomes. But, you know, we're going to have Bob Uecker highlights of Jackson Chourio as a 20-year-old hitting his first home run in the big leagues. That's going to live forever. And I think that is something really special that you're talking about 70 years separating the two. And what brings them together is this game. And that's something that I'm thinking about today, too, is he spanned generations. He's special to all of us because we feel like we knew him. I'll tell you, you know, one of my just personal memories of Uke, and I was saying this morning, I don't know if this is something that, like, I've conjured. I think this actually happened, but I have a memory of Easter Sunday, 87, that warm day, being in my grandma's backyard in West Dallas, and we're sitting on those lawn chairs with the nylon, weaved nylon.
Staying in his band.
Right? They'd hurt under your thighs after sitting there for a while. And we had the radio on and listening to those home runs where they go 12-0 to start the season and tie the American League record. I have such a strong memory of that, like it's yesterday. And it's Uke's voice. And I think a lot of people, however old you are, if you've listened to baseball and like baseball on the radio, that's something everybody probably has a game they remember, a call they remember, whether it's, you know, Rob Deere and Dale Swaim or Ryan Braun in 2008. It spans the generations.
Anytime someone passes away, it's incredibly sad. And of course, as we say goodbye to Mr. Baseball, today is very sad. But one of the things that we loved so much about Bob Uecker was his ability to laugh at himself and to make all of us laugh as well. And I know you have some good stories, so I want our listeners to laugh for a moment. Can you tell us about the one with the, yes, I'm going to say it, lightning farts with Mickey Mantle?
Well, look, here's why I love this story, because it happened this year. So, I mean, here's Bob Uecker at 90 in the clubhouse holding court like he did every day. Batting practice, there's a lot going on in the field, but you'd always find Uke on that top step of the dugout, leaning against the rail, and someone would walk over and start a conversation. And one day he starts telling the story about Cleet Boyer and Mickey Mantle of the Yankees way back when. Maybe it was a Miller Lite commercial shoot, or maybe it was somewhere at a ballpark. But Uke started telling them how in the Army they'd pass time by, you know, with a lighter and I mean, for lack of a better word, they're flatulent. And Cleet Boyer and Mantle are, you know, that's not true. That's an old wives' tale. That's a bunch of nonsense. And as the story goes, Cleet Boyer drops trow, and right wherever they were, they tested this theory, and it ended in a near medical emergency.
Oh, my God.
And we're laughing, because how often do you get to hear about, you know, Mickey Mantle and lighting farts? I mean, this is unbelievable stuff. So then Christian Yelich walks over and says, what are you guys talking about? And Uke starts the story from the very beginning, and he tells it with the same color and vigor and the whole deal all over again, and Yelich is doubled over. And then some of the young guys, Sal Frelick, Garrett Mitchell, whoever it was, walk over. And we get the whole story again, and, you know, after a while, 2 hours have passed. It's like time to start the game, and we're sitting there in the dugout laughing because this guy at 90 is still a great, you know, the greatest all-time storyteller. And he's got so many, they just go and go and go. So that's one that's going to stick with me forever, that day where we just laughed and laughed and laughed.
But you have another one, too. What's your favorite personal story?
Well, look, I was fortunate to do that Brewers book at their 50th anniversary, and I did a lot of interviews for that. And for Uke, you know, he swam every day well into his 80s. At Miller Park and American Family Field, they had a resistance pool, and he would come in there in the afternoon at game, get his work in before the players did. And then in the off season, when he was in Milwaukee, he'd be in there every day swimming. He was in great shape. So when I did this interview with him, he said, come on by after I swim. So we sit down in the little players' dining room that's in the clubhouse. And, you know, I love Uke because the guy's done everything. I mean, he's in the WWE Hall of Fame and hosted SNL and, you know, made a bazillion dollars doing everything you can possibly do in entertainment, but he was so down to earth. He wanted a cup of coffee. So they had this like anodyne cold brew coffee in the player's dining room. And he pours himself in a styrofoam cup, this coffee, which I mean, maybe it's been in there for 2 months at that point.
Oh, geez.
And he drinks hot coffee. So he pops that cup of coffee in the microwave and heats it up and sits there and drinks his coffee. And I don't know why that sticks with me. It was like just typical down to earth Uke. You know, he wanted some coffee, so he popped it in the microwave. And it's one of those little moments that I'll never forget.
It's so nice that we can hold on to those memories, but man, what a day today. Saying goodbye to Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, passing away at the age of 90. It's incredible we had him that long. Adam McAlvey, Brewers.com, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your awesome memories.
Of course. Thank you.